Appreciate Brother Willie and Sister Ruth. And I'll tell you, the Lord gave Sister Ruth a built-in PA system. I like that song, Winter Either Way, if I go or if I stay. Because if you're saved, you're a winner. That's because you're on the winning side. He is the winning side. And I've often said we don't need to pray God get on our side. We need to get on his side. Everything else will work out all right. And just being follow him. And that song, last song, had a great message in it. If we really meant it from our heart, Lord, I'm willing to do thy perfect will. That's saying a whole lot. If we're willing to do that, then God can use us and certainly be manifest in our lives. And we thank him and praise him for it. Well, it's good to be in the house of God tonight. It's good to see everybody's come this way. I do appreciate you being here tonight and in the service. And this morning I looked for Miss Anna, and she had to be out with the baby, but she's down from up north. And we're trying to keep her down here as much as we can. Don't want too much to rub off on her. I'm kidding. Amen. Well, let's turn to our Bibles, John chapter 3. Keep your Bibles open. We'll be looking in John. I'm going to try to finish up on a message I started last Sunday night and try to follow that through. Of course, you never exhaust any subject that you pick out of the Word of God. It's an inexhaustible book, but I'm glad for the Word of God that we have and God's given to us in these days. You pray for us, God. Give us strength and help tonight to preach and do what he'd have us to do. Let's stand, please, while we read the Word of God in honor of the Word. Verse 14, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming into the world. Men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer, then we'll try to bring you the message for tonight. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus, and thank you for the privilege we had to be in the house of God. What a privilege tonight to hear the singing, the choir, and the special, and the children. And Father, I do pray you bless everyone that sung for your glory. I thank you, God, for them, and pray you bless them and use them mightily. Then, Lord, I think tonight about those in bereavement, those families, and Father, they need help tonight. I pray for the grace of God to abound under the dying family, that you may help them and comfort their hearts and give them the strength they need in these days. I pray for the Ward family, that you'd help them. You know their need, and I pray for them and ask you, God, to help them. And then, Lord, for those that are sick and those that need a touch of God in that, I pray for them. Lord, as they sang the song, the winner either way, if I go or if I stay. So, Lord, we realize you're in charge. We know that everything's that you can control one way or the other as you see fit. Lord, you may see fit to call home some. Some you may see fit to heal. But we leave that in your hands and pray, God, your will be accomplished. Then tonight in this service, Lord, you know every heart, every life, every individual. I pray that you touch minds to receive, to get down in the hearts, and God, to do something special in the hearts and lives of people tonight. I look on the outside, you look on the inside, and you know exactly what's needed on the inside the heart. So I pray, God, minister through the Word of God and speak to them. Help us to preach for a few moments. Need that divine touch of God. I pray you rebuke the devil, powers of evil. And God, everything here said and done tonight may glorify the Lord Jesus. And you get honor and glory, convict the unsaved, draw others unto you, encourage hearts. Thank you for all you do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. As we look in the Word of God in John chapter 3, and we started the message last Sunday night, the no nevers in John. No never in the book of John. And here we find the no never perish. And look in verse number 15. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And then in verse 16, that well-beloved verse said, shall not perish, should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm glad that we'll never perish. The Word of God makes it plain. John makes it plain. It's plain throughout the Word of God. Not perish. And I'm thankful to God for the reality of that and praise him for it. We talked about that last week. Look in verse 13 of chapter 4. We talked about this. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drink of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drink of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up to everlasting life. Notice in verse 14, whosoever drink of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. I'm glad for that never thirst. Another never, no, never in the book of John says, if we'll drink of the fountain that he's got, we'll never thirst again. And here, thinking about salvation, and men all over the world, people all over the world, have a hunger for God. They don't know what it is. They may worship some idol. They may have been taught some wrong doctrine. They may have been gone some wrong way. But they have a desire, a thirst for God. I'm glad God satisfied that thirst in my life. Let me know who he was. Come real in my life when I trusted him. And thank God, don't thirst after salvation. This woman was talking about physical water, and Jesus talking about living water. And I'm glad she got the fountain. Amen. She left her water pot and went back, told the whole city about this man. I say, glory, hallelujah. It's better to have the well in you. You ever seen an artesian well springing up? It's just water springing up out of the ground. That's how salvation is when you get saved. That thirst for God, it's an artesian well on the inside springing up. And thank God that's real water. Amen. I'm saying, when I say real water, I'm not talking about water like's in this cup. I'm talking about the water of life. That flows on the inside. Thank God for its reality. Amen. Well, I don't want to re-preach everything I preached last Sunday night, but I like that. Then no never condemned. Looked in verse 18. He that believe verse 18 of chapter 3, John. But he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And now he said, he that believeth is not condemned. I'm glad, thank God, we're not condemned. Thank God for it. But I want you to look in John chapter 5 and verse 24. I gave it to you last Sunday night, but I want to read that verse again and emphasize some things in it. Look at it with me. John chapter 5 and verse number 24. Verily, verily. Every time you read that, perk up. He's fixing to say something he really wants you to pay attention to. And I want you to pay attention to this. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, notice hath, that means is a present possession, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. What a verse of scripture. Amen. Amen. What a verse of scripture. He that believeth on him, he said, that sent me, is not condemned. And notice what he said, hath everlasting life and shall not come into that is not condemned now. We read that in John chapter 3. He didn't come to condemn, but to not bring him out of condemnation. And here he's saying, shall not come into condemnation. I'm glad, praise God, I'm not condemned. I'm never going to come into condemnation. And praise God and thank him for the reality. No, never be condemned. And said, he that believeth not is condemned already. Some folk have the idea they'll wait to judgment, and then there'll be works weighed out and find out if they're going to heaven. Now, that's not the way it is. Your works has nothing to do with you getting to heaven. Amen. Has to do with rewards or loss of rewards, but not getting to heaven. You get to heaven only one way. That's by the grace of God through faith in Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. There's neither is our salvation any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:12, I'm glad, thank God for that
a verse of scripture. We can't get to heaven any other way and have to go through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And he said that you're condemned already. It's not a matter of waiting to get to judgment to see if you're going to be condemned. If you're not saved, you are already condemned. You say, but preacher, I'm a pretty good fella. I'm a pretty good girl. I'm a pretty good boy. I'm a pretty good lady. Well, that doesn't make any difference. You're condemned already. And what condemns you? You've not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. And so tonight, if you're not saved, I don't want you to leave out of here tonight thinking, well, I'll wait till I get to judgment and find out. No, you're condemned already. But I'm glad, thank God, there's one to justify you and bring you out of that condemnation. Then you'll not be condemned and shall never come into condemnation. That's what he's saying. I praise him and thank him for it. Well, I'm preaching a whole lot of preaching last Sunday, but it's good to preach it last Sunday, this Sunday, next Sunday. It'll still be good. Look in John chapter 6 and verse number 28. Well, let's look at verse 35. We won't read all of that tonight. We touched on it last week and wound up with this one, I believe. And verse 35, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. Now, we talked about the fact that he'd already talked to the woman at the well about never thirsting. And here he says, shall never hunger. The thirst, we talked about having everlasting life, that thirst for God, that thirst for being saved, that thirst for knowing God. But the hunger here, they've been talking about serving. And if you read back previous verses to this verse, he's talking about serving. Let me say tonight, we can serve the Lord and not hunger. Everybody likes to feel that they have a place. They like to know they have something they're doing, and that they have something that their life is about. They have a hunger for that. And some people search for that and look for that. I remember as a young man searching around for that, trying to find out where do I fit in this world? What am I supposed to be doing? And why am I here and all that? I'm glad one day, thank God, God saved me by his marvelous grace. Got the well on the inside. Thirst got satisfied. Wasn't condemned anymore. And I found where my hunger could be satisfied in serving him, delivering his message, whether it be individually, or then he called me to preach. And what a blessing that is. And I can't explain that to you except the fact when God calls you to preach, it's God laying his hand on you. And you can't explain it. All you can do is, I've had young men ask me about it, and all I can tell them is what my pastor told me back then. I said, how do you know you're called? He said, let's just pray God take it away, or God make it worse. And I thought that sounded pretty good. I figured God take it away and I'd be all right. I'd go and serve God some other way. But it got worse of all things. It got worse. And well, long story short, I just had to surrender to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I don't hunger about what I'm supposed to be doing. I know what I'm supposed to be doing. Preaching the word, amen, and sharing Jesus Christ. But not everybody's called to preach. Not everybody has that work cut out for them in God's plan, God's economy. But God has something for you. You may work in a factory. You may be a businessman. You may, whatever it may be, it doesn't make any difference. But God has something for you to do in his kingdom. That's something for everybody to do. And sometimes it's be a prayer warrior. Everybody ought to be a prayer warrior. But some people have a gift of praying in such a manner that God really uses them in prayer. I'm thinking about Brother and Sister Roland. I don't know how many people I've heard say, I want Brother Roland to pray for me, or I'd love to hear him pray, or whatever. He ministers in praying, and I'm thankful for that. Thank God for it. But everybody can pray. And whether ministers like his praying does or not, everybody can pray that's saved. They can pray. If you're unsaved, you can pray one prayer. God be merciful to me, a sinner. Ask God to save you and ask God to do that. But then I know I've got to move on, but I'm telling you tonight, God has a place for you. And it may be teaching Sunday school. It may be singing in the choir. It may be playing an instrument. It may be ushering. It may be cleaning the church building. Hey, did you know there's no such thing as a little place in God's place? it may be coming in being faithful, setting an example for others. There's no little place, and everybody can invite somebody else to church. And there's no little place in God's Word. Every place is important, has its time, and thank God for it. Well, let me move on. Here we go. John chapter 8, verse number 12. John 8, verse 12. You say, preacher, that's a long introduction. Yeah, but the message won't be that long, so. Amen. I just gave you what I gave you last Sunday, tried to, and elaborate a little bit on that. But in John chapter 8, verse 12, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I say hallelujah. Never walk in darkness. I'm glad, praise God, we walk in light. And aren't you glad for the light that he gives? Before I got saved, I was wandering around in darkness. I was like a blind man. I had to feel around, trying to get around, and didn't understand what life was about, didn't know where, what was going on. Thought if it'd be good enough, I might get to heaven. Thought about this, that, and the other. I'm glad, praise God, one day the light of God shined in on me, and God gave me light, and thank God now I don't walk in light. But if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1, 7. I say tonight, thank God there's light in Jesus Christ. He said, I am the light of the world. I read over in Revelation there, where in the temple in heaven said it doesn't need that he is the temple of heaven. And said, and on top of that, said they don't need any light because he is the light. Somebody said one day the sun's going to nova. That means burn up and burn out and go out. I want you to know when that happens, we'll be, if it ever does. I don't know what God's going to do with the sun, but I know he's going to make a new heaven, new earth. But whenever we get to heaven, we don't need the light of the sun or the moon. He is the light. Amen. Aren't you glad he's the light? Thank God he's the light right now in this world. And you and I walk in that light. We can tell where we're going and have a path to follow and go in that direction. And they're singing about the perfect will of God. I say hallelujah. You can find God's will for your life to save your life if God didn't give you some light. Amen. I'm glad for the light God gives. And he gives life. You can ask the opinions of this one and that one and the other one. But I'll tell you what you really need is the light come from heaven. Let God direct you and guide you. And you'll find out it's better to follow him than it is any man, anywhere, anytime. Amen. And follow God and let the light shine, shine, shine. And the children sing this song, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let the devil whoof it out. And I'm not going to let the devil whoof it out. Hey, I'm glad, thank God, I have light that he gave me on the inside. And he was here. He said, I am the light. He went away and said, ye are the light of the world. And so our lives are the light, the way for others to see Jesus in us. And let, amen, isn't it good to walk in light so you can let your light shine? Put it under a bushel. No, let it shine, amen. And let people know you're a Christian. Let people know you're saved. And don't be ashamed to stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ and declare that he is the only way there is to heaven and that the Bible is true. It's the word of God. We were not evolved. We were created by the living God. I say hallelujah, amen. And thank God for the truth and know where we came from. Boy, when you know where you came from, know what you're doing here, and know where you're going, you pretty well got it together. I say amen, amen. Good preaching, preacher. Preach on. Amen. Light. Walk in the light. And so we need that light. But I want to show you something else tonight, if you would, please. Look in chapter 10. Chapter 10 of the book of John. No, never. Never walk in dark and walking in light. John 10, verse 27. And 28 and 29. I quoted them this morning, tried to. I think I might have missed a word or two in them, but listen to this. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Have you ever noticed that's just a statement? He didn't say they may follow. I hope they follow. I have a desire for them. He said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. We won't stay on that too long, but that's a good verse to think about because a lot of people say they're sheep, they're goats, and not following the Lord. Amen. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. And we talked about that a while ago, never perish. neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Somebody said, preacher, you may not be able to lose salvation, but you can take yourself out. No, you can't. The Bible said no man plucked them out of my hand. He didn't say you could, I could, or anybody else could. If you ever get in, you can't get out. And by the way, let me plug this in right here. If you ever get in, you don't want out. Anybody said, I'm saved and I don't want to be saved, they never got saved start with. They missed it all together. And I say to you tonight, I'm glad, praise God, you get in. And no man's able to pluck you. Jesus said, no man can pluck you out of my hand. I can't remember the preacher's name from up in Nashville. He said it, and I won't tell you everything he said because anyway. But the way he put it was, that penny there, me and I'm in the hand, that hand is hand of Christ. And said, this is God, and the Holy Spirit's got me wrapped up in that. And said, the devil ever get me, he'd have to come through that, get through me, get to the person in there. And said, the devil can't do that. Fact is, he said, ever since I got saved, devil been running around saying, where is that fella? Amen. You lie, brother. Where is that fella? I'm telling you right now, I'm glad, praise God, I'm hid in Christ. And no man can pluck me out of the Father's hand. No man pluck me out of Jesus' hand. And the Holy Ghost said, I seal him under the day of redemption. I can't be plucked out, can't fall out, can't get out, don't want out. I say pretty good security, amen. I'm glad tonight I'm saved, saved, saved. I'm not going to perish, not condemned, not hungering, not thirsting after God. I know God, and I'm not going to be plucked out, not going to be cast aside. I say hallelujah, but let me give you one last thing here. And John said, no, never, never, no, never. Look in John chapter 11, verse 21. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. Did you notice the choir a while ago singing? Here come Jesus right on time. Amen. He came here, and there's a song written about 4 days late, but right on time. Martha thought he's 4 days late, but you know what? Jesus was right on time. He is always on time. He never misses the time. He's always on time. Look at it. Verse 22. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou shalt wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. And Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, yea, Lord, I believe thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. I say hallelujah and hallelujah. But Jesus said, look in verse number 26, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Shall never die. And I've said this over and over. Every time I preach it, it's still good to my heart. I'm never going to die. Amen. You say, preacher, you don't know that. And we're talking about those that passed away last night and yesterday. Did you know that? That's not dying, that's just moving out of the house. And I was down at the ward family house this afternoon, and they hadn't picked up the body, and had word of prayer with the family, and we was talking there. I said, now when they come to get the body, you remember this, that's just the house he lived in. He's not there. They're not taking him. God's already taken him out of here and gone to glory. And I say, glory, hallelujah. Isn't it good when you have that assurance in your heart? And you can say that. And see, to die is be separated from God. But I'll never be separated. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. And if I never be separated from God, and Jesus on the cross cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? You know why he cried that? Because God the Father forsook God the Son. I can't explain all that. I just know that it happened on Calvary, and Jesus Christ was forsaken for my sake, so I would never be forsaken. He paid my death. He tasted death for me. And now I'll never die because he died for me and as me. The law's been satisfied. God's been satisfied. And thank God I'm satisfied with him. Amen. Now tonight, thank God for the reality of never die. May go through this old body. May have to be laid aside, but I'm not going to die. Going to live forever and forever. Never be separated from God. He's with me now. Separate and leave out of this body, I'll be with him. Thank God for the reality of it. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you tonight, God, for the reality that we can know that we'll never die. That living for Jesus Christ, that we'll not hunger after for trying to find out what life is about, but we'll know. Being saved, that the thirst will be satisfied. Of thirsting for eternal life, that spiritual life. Thank you, Lord, not condemned. I praise your name, and I thank you we're never going to perish. I thank you no man will pluck us out of your hand. I thank you, Lord, for all these truths. No, never. John said, no, never. Father, help us tonight. Maybe somebody here that's not saved that need Jesus Christ in their heart. They'll come tonight and trust him. I pray for those who are here and saved and they got something they need to come and pray about. Lord, help us tonight and do what we know that we ought to do for the glory of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's stand to our feet, please. Looking this way. While we sing, you may need to come and pray for somebody. You may just need to come and pray. You may need to come and thank God. I don't know what your need may be. If you need to get right with God, if you just get my attention, I'll be glad to pray with you and try to help you or have somebody too. Let's sing.
And righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. Seems to hide his face. I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His hope is covenant, his blood. Support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Just a minute, we're going to sing some more. Brother Morris, go back to Brother Evan and pray with him. And family's going through a hard time. They need our prayers. If any man wants to slip over and pray with them for a few minutes, be great. But let's let God help us. Let's trust God to help us. God speaking to your heart, God doing something for you. Won't you let God help you? That's right. Some of you men just slip over there with them and pray with them. I'm glad the Bible says we can bear one another's burdens. We can help each other. Sing another verse, Brother Tim.
When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness. Hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand.
I want you to bow your heads over the house, every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm glad we're going to a place where no never be a death. Never. Live forever and forever. Hallelujah. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I wonder if there's anybody here tonight. Say, preacher, I have a spiritual need in my life. I have not come to the altar, but I'd slip my hand up and ask you to pray for me. Anybody here like that? God bless your heart. Anybody else? Quickly, slip your hand up. Anybody else? Father, thank you for your blessing. Thank you, God, for the privilege tonight to be in the house of God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for helping folk and, Lord, these tonight that are bereaved and sorrows heavy upon them. Then they're concerned about their families. They're concerned about others. I pray you'd help them, comfort and direct them. Then for those who lifted their hands, said, pray for me. Tonight, Heavenly Father, you know who they are. You know exactly what they need. I ask in Jesus' name that you minister unto their heart. And Father, that your will be accomplished in their life. Lord, you're well able to help them. We lift them to you best we know how. In Jesus' name and for his glory, amen and amen. Amen. Well, it's good to be in the house of God tonight. Won't you take time to fellowship with each other and make visitors welcome and just enjoy the fellowship being in the house of God. God bless you for coming. And don't forget these families that's in bereavement and their services and visitation, if possible, for you to be there. It'll be a blessing to family. Good night and God bless.